Hello, everyone. This is Larry. I just wanted to do an update. It's Sunday evening, about 6:40, and I wanted to let everybody know that there was a glitch in the recording of the conference call today, and it locked up, and so I was unable to retrieve it. So much for technology. So we'll try to record next week. I sent the information to Ashley as well. I also listened to a message this afternoon by a gentleman who has been doing quite a bit of research on the technology that the international banking community is setting forth for the future to align a informational data system available to every individual throughout the world now, so that it will have in that database on each individual all of their banking, their medical history, their driving record, their criminal background, their vocational information, and all of the people they interact with on a daily basis for tracking purposes. And it will also have in it the ability to shut that information flow down anytime at the jurisdiction of the government where that person is residing, whatever country they're in. So we can see where this is all going. And we shouldn't be surprised. We were told this would happen in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, and it's now coming to fruition. So we shouldn't be surprised. Also, it's been my understanding that there is going to be a push in the United States for a not only a tracking of those who have the vaccination, but also an increased demoralization and ostracizing of those who do not take the vaccination. And they are going to be used as a scapegoat by the government. And so people will turn on those who have not succumbed to this government inquisition and mandate. Well, Scripture is very clear to us that if we're in Christ, we're going to suffer persecution. And as we already discussed this morning on the call, Big Pharma has immunity from any liability for this absolute poison they're putting in your body, in whoever's body that takes immunization, the vaccine as it's called, which it isn't a vaccine. They haven't even been able to isolate SARS. So we need to stand together, and the day might very well come when we won't be able to buy or sell or even drive a car or participate in the economic system if we don't take this technology that I was explaining earlier in this update. And there are a lot of people out there in the so-called churches that are just totally blinded to what is right in front of us. You know, they can't see the forest because of the trees. It's my hope and my prayer that God will take us out of this mess before we have to face it. Who would want to face it? But it's also my understanding that if we do have to go through it, God will give us the grace, just like He gave the grace to those that were burned at the stake and martyred and hung and tortured. tortured and maimed and every other thing in the Dark Ages. May the good Lord be with you this evening, and it's just a matter of time before we get to go home. God bless.